Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, oh golly, taxes, tax cuts, tax plans, oh my goodness, it's a big convoluted mess, but in the end, you know, there's some good things here and there, but there's some bad things there as well, and you watch the Republicans, they are going to cut some taxes here and there, but who knows what's going to happen when it gets to the Senate, because they're going to have to bypass some of the Senate rules and get to where they can pass it with 51 votes, if they can muster 51 votes. And they're still going to fund Planned Parenthood. So a buddy of mine, I was talking to a buddy of mine earlier today, Chris Stone, who runs Faith Driven Consumer, which is an incredible organization. You can check out Faith Driven Consumer online. But he was mentioning, you know, that from a holy Christian justice perspective, there is something sweet about watching not only the Democrat Party imploding in on itself, as we hear what's coming out from Donna Brazile and saying, yep, the whole thing was rigged. Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC and the never watchful eye of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, whose children were not human beings until they were born. The whole thing was rigged. And so now Donna Brazile's coming out talking about that, which is awesome, is it not? Of course, the three big networks last night, that broke yesterday, the three big networks, none of them included it. they failed to cover it, all three big networks, which is why they're dying on the vine. But that's out there. But then in the Republican Party and the whole sexual misconduct thing going on out in Hollywood, which is now hitting Netflix because of Kevin Spacey, who I think most of us have been assuming for years that he was homosexual, but he finally came out and kind of openly said that earlier this week on social media, because some guy he had molested at age 14, I think, years ago came out, because now all that stuff's coming out. And so they're canceling the House of Cards show on Netflix and Kevin Spacey. Now you got other people from the House of Cards cast and crew all coming out saying, yeah, he's been touching men inappropriately on the set. So all, and Harvey Weinstein, all this stuff imploding in on itself. And then the Republican Party too, which is, I think, imploding in on itself after promising us for 7 years that they're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. They can't get that done when it comes to looking for a new tax system. They're not being too bold there and doing things, disgraceful things like chopping out the adoption tax credit. I'm going to mention that for a few minutes, and thank you to my friends on Facebook that made me aware of that. And I've got article after article, so there's so much going on with the tax thing. But I think the Republican Party is imploding in on itself, because it's not conservative anymore. It's big government. Democrats, we knew, were big government. They're imploding in on themselves, and Hollywood's imploding in on themselves. And then I would just say, well, what did we expect? Really, what do we expect in a country that doesn't seem to have much of a problem, in a government that doesn't seem to have much of a problem, and an entire political party that does not seem to have much of a problem with murdering, and many of them, black women hiring white men to kill their babies in utero, 60 million of them. Which, by the way, if you've ever been to Washington, D.C., and I'm heading up there a week from Sunday for the we're going to do the show together from the Museum of the Bible, which opens officially on November 17th up in Washington, D.C., but they have kind of a soft opening, a bunch of different things going on the 13th through the 17th, so I'm going to be there on the 13th. So we'll be up there. But if you've ever been to D.C. and you've seen the Vietnam War Memorial, right? It's 465 feet long. It includes the names of 58,000 service members who lost their lives during the Vietnam War. So if you extrapolated that, and let's say we were going to make it same dimensions in terms of how many names per square foot, stuff like that, but we were going to do one, that would be a memorial to the 60 million children that America has seen fit to oversee the destruction of in utero. Okay, so you make basically a new monument that looks like the Vietnam War Memorial. You keep the number of names per square foot the same. That one's 465 feet long, 58,000 names. You go to 60 million names. How long do you think that is? Now, the last time I did this calculation, it was about 2 years ago, when we were at 58 million babies. Now we're at 60 million babies, and it's a little over 70 miles long. So we've got that. I mean, that blood running underneath our streets all over the country, that's on our hands as a country. And then we've got, of course, the latest and greatest is a mockery of God's institution of marriage, and now even a mockery of God creating the male and female, and all of the injustice throughout the American system. And a large percent, you know, you still got 76% of Americans will put up their hand and say, yeah, I'm a Christian, but they live basically like secular humanists. And of those 75%, a very small minority even know what the gospel of Jesus Christ is and can explain it. They think because they're an axe murderer, or perhaps because they're not Hillary Clinton, they're going to go to heaven. But they don't know the gospel. And so that's the state of our nation. And we wonder when all of a sudden these political institutions and cultural institutions are collapsing. Part of me says, amen, thank you, Jesus. That's what we deserve. What do you expect? I mean, really? And it's just like, oh, we're so disappointed, and oh, disappointed in the Republicans, and blah, blah, blah. Hey, last time I checked, human beings, we disappoint each other, and we especially disappoint our commander-in-chief, our creator, the Lord God, Jehovah, the God of the Bible. And so all this stuff, I've got pages and pages of stories here, and what I want to do is just crumple them all up and throw them out and go sit down with my Christian brothers and sisters and sing Onward Christian Soldiers and talk about the victories God has seen and the people coming to Christ and the people we still want to share the gospel with and discipling one another and dump all the political stuff and all the cultural stuff. And let's just focus on discipleship and evangelism and praising the Lord. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. Like come in here and the best days on Call to Action Radio are when we're glorifying God. Those are the best days. And I don't know that reading through all the muck and the garbage and the disappointment of our political system and our culture is glorifying to God. It feels, in my flesh, it feels good to get in here and rant and rave and get all ticked off. But then I sit there and remind myself, and God reminds me through the Holy Spirit, hey, Steve. Yes, Lord. Most people are lost, and how do you expect them to act? How do you expect them to think? How do you expect them to govern? Oh, that's right, like lost people. Bingo! And what's the answer to that? The same answer it's been for a couple thousand years, the gospel. We'll be right back. Hey! Welcome back, everybody. Great to be with you. And I just had to... If you missed the first segment, I just was ranting and raving about the condition of our nation, and we shouldn't be surprised about that. And as we watch Hollywood implode and the Democrat Party implode and the Republican Party implode, we shouldn't be shocked by that at all. And it's disappointing. But you just sit there and go, wow, where did that come from? Well, that came right out of what Jeremiah said, that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all else. Who can know it? Which means when you study that really only God is the accurate judge of just how dark your heart and my heart and anybody else's heart, be it Donna Brazile or Bill or Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or George Bush or Harvey Weinstein or Kevin Spacey or anybody. Only God actually accurately fully understands the depravity of each human being. So that's why the things look like they do. So I did want to talk about a few of these stories and go through some things. But a reminder about one of our friends, one of our sponsors, MediShare, of course, since 1993, over $1 billion in expenses shared. And the thing about MediShare, which is awesome, is that you're working with like 280,000 other Christians around the country. MediShare has been around since 93. And you cover each other's major medical expenses. So you can basically, put your thumb to your nose, right? And all your other four fingers are sticking up. And then wave your four fingers. You know that sign, which is kind of like take a hike. You can do that to the government Obamacare system, which not only wants to rip you off, but make you pay for things that should violate your conscience as a follower of Christ. And MediShare gets you around that, saves you money. You're helping out other Christians and they're helping you. It's very Acts, the book of Acts. That's the way we're supposed to do it. So at least check it out and find out for yourself. It's been a blessing for my family for the last 5 years. So you can give them a call. 855-BIBLE-11 is the number. 855-BIBLE-11, also available now in Montana. So let me just get through some of these stories, and also want to remind you, we're definitely behind. I've mentioned this a couple times this week, but didn't pound it. But I want to challenge you today, if you're listening, and Call to Action Radio has been a blessing to you and encourages you, helps you, challenges you, informs you, helps you to be perhaps a more fully developed Christian just by being a part of the program, being a part of this family, whether it's on Facebook Live or on the radio. Well, we want to grow. We want to have the conversation with more people. We want to expand and reach more people. This is a platform that has a kind of a multiplying effect for ministries and individuals, certainly for God's glory and the kingdom and the gospel itself. And in order to grow and to maintain where we're at, I need to start asking for financial help. I never wanted to do it before. It's awkward, especially because for the most part, next to my board, and I have an awesome board, I am Call to Action. So when I'm asking you to support what Call to Action is doing, what I'm basically saying is please support what I'm doing. And to me, that always kind of felt like self-promotion, and so I always stayed away from it. But I have a board that believes in me and believes in what God's doing here and believes in this platform and this program and all the different ways we're able to multiply things, the Word of God, dealing with the issues of the day, helping out other ministries, telling testimonials, bringing Theology Thursday in here to help all of us become better equipped Christians intellectually and theologically. And they say, Steve, this has to grow. You have to reach more people. We have to grow the social media presence. And in order to grow, we need to have more income. So therein lies the rub. That's why we created the Sacred Cow Killers program, that we kill sacred cows here. There's nothing we won't talk about. So we were just having some fun with that. You've seen the little logo and the cow with the little crown on it and the no sign through it in red. And so you're a sacred cow killer. You believe in speaking the truth into this culture regardless. And we speak the truth about our own junk too, inside the church, the struggles that we have. And so we needed to hit 100 sacred cow killers by the end of the week. And right now we're about 32 short. And so I've been emailing and putting stuff on social media, but I'm coming to you directly. We don't have a lot of time. This is supposed to happen by 5 p.m. So if you've been blessed in by this radio show and you can support, the minimum is $9 a month. So it's not a huge financial commitment, but it's super helpful. And that's the power of multiplicity. There's more than enough of you listening, but the problem is somebody says, oh, I'm sure other people will do it. It'll be fine. Well, it isn't fine. And we haven't had enough people do it since last Friday night at Call to Worship, where we got like our first 50, but we haven't added too many this week, but we needed to hit 100. Then we get an extra $2,500, which was a $25 per Sacred Cow Killer bounty from a couple of supporters, which is awesome. But they wanted us to hit 100 Sacred Cow Killers, and it doesn't look good. So I'm asking you again, and we can do this one of two ways. You can go to the website. It's right on the homepage, c2atoday.com, c2atoday.com. That's the webpage. Or you can just call in, 866-34-TRUTH. And all Howard, my producer, needs is your name and your email address. And I'll send you the link, and you can get signed up, and a minimum of $9 a month. We'll send you some swag. You'll get a No Sacred Cows t-shirt. You'll get a wristband. You'll get a copy of my book, which is also called No Sacred Cows, which is basically my story, and a sticker, and then we're going to do some other exclusive No Sacred Cow Killers stuff, and you'd be helping support and grow this ministry. So you can call in at 866-34-TRUTH, and I'll just get your, Howard will get your name and your email address, and I'll send you what you need to do. Or you can just go do it yourself at c2atoday.com. But if you can help us before the show is over, that would be awesome, and sign up would be great. And again, all I need is your name and your email address, and I'll send you what to do. 866-34-TRUTH is our phone number. 866-34-TRUTH. Okay, let's talk about a little bit about what's going on with the DNC. So Donna Brazile, who, if you've been paying attention to politics for a while, has been a part of the Clinton machine and took over the DNC after Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And she just came out. She's got a book coming out. And this just became public yesterday. And this is her article in Politico that came out just today. And here's the title. Inside Hillary Clinton's Secret Takeover of the DNC. When I was asked to run the Democratic Party after the Russians hacked our emails, I stumbled onto a shocking truth about the Clinton campaign. And what was the shocking truth, Donna? She found out, she has proof, that the whole thing was fixed. The money, the superdelegates, of course, the whole thing was fixed for Hillary. Bernie never had a chance. And so now she's coming out with it. Now, this is really the first time anybody of significance in the DNC has come out and started to blow the whistle on the Clintons. So you see some stuff, not only Donna Brazile, you have some other things, other people coming out. So we'll see what happens here. You know, let their intrigues be their downfall, as it says in the Old Testament. And so the thing would be, wouldn't that be nice if this would now, kind of like the Harvey Weinstein thing, and women coming out of the woodwork, and now the same thing's happening with Kevin Spacey and Netflix, House of Cards, literally, that people, one person speaks up, and that person's courage gives other people the courage to speak up. And I think Hillary Clinton, between the DNC and what happened with Bernie Sanders and the fixes in for that whole thing in the primary, and then Uranium One and all the other things that the Clintons have been involved in, maybe, and I'm trying not to delight in this, maybe, just maybe, some people will start having enough courage to speak up and we can actually see some justice done. Another story in the National Review, the dam breaks. Democrats are decisively turning on Hillary. Not only Donna Brazile, but some other opinion makers out there. Susan Glasser at the New Yorker argues that while Republican divisions have been grabbing headlines, the Democrats' own civil war is getting nasty. She focuses on Democrat strategist Stanley Greenberg, a veteran of Bill Clinton's presidential campaigns, and his stinging critique. And his conclusion, malpractice and arrogance contributed mightily to the election of Donald Trump. And he's not talking about Donald Trump. He's talking about malpractice and arrogance in the Democrat Party. Some other people are also coming out swinging. So maybe, maybe, just maybe, we'll see some justice done with, I think, personally, one of the biggest, most successful crime families in American history, that being the Clintons. So we're going to keep an eye on that, and I'm going to try not to delight in their suffering, if any suffering actually comes. Several other stories to talk about when we come back. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio. Hang it. We'll be back in a couple.
Well, I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on.
Well, if you need some help sleeping, Steve Noble, your good friend here on Call to Action Radio, has a suggestion for you. Just print off, you know, it's going to kill your printer and take all your ink, but print off the GOP out of the House, their tax reform proposal, making jobs, saving America, all that kind of stuff. I'm so cynical now. But, you know, shouldn't we be? When it comes to Washington, D.C., who could blame me or you? So print that bad boy off and just start reading through it, and I guarantee you, you'll fall fast asleep. Or you can just start reading through different articles and different analyses of it. There's plenty of that out there. But remember, let's hold our powder, because this stuff tends to develop and morph over time. It's the Republicans in the House, so they make a proposal, then they got to work through it. And then you're going to get a proposal out of the Senate, and then you're going to have to combine the two and compromise through all that. And the problem in the Senate is normal procedures is you got to have 60 votes. They can't get anything passed. So they have to work around that, which is sometimes called the nuclear option. And you change the rules and you can do 51 votes, a simple majority in the Senate. And just in case you were wondering why we had that rule in the first place with 60 votes in the Senate, the Senate has always been designed by our founding fathers to be kind of a bulwark from things moving too quickly. So in the House, you know, you have members of the House that are elected every 2 years, literally all of them, every 2 years. They only serve a 2-year term. That gets them closer to us, closer to the people, so you can reach out and touch somebody and fire them more easily. That's the House. So they're based on population around the country. So the bigger states have more representation in the House than they do in the Senate. In the Senate, it's all even, but the Senate's every 6 years. So there's a little more stability there. They have a little more free reign there. So the Senate was supposed to be kind of a balance to the House, and things in the Senate be slower and more deliberate. This is all part of checks and balances. But it can also be unbelievably ineffective when you have the situation you have now, when you don't have a big majority. The Republicans have 52. Two of those people are rhinos, to say the least. And then, of course, Mike Pence is in there to break a tie, but you got to get to a tie. And so they pull the nuclear option, so all they need to get is 51 votes, which takes you around the regular rule of 60. Because that's the only way they're going to get any kind of tax reform done in the Senate and eventually get something to the president. So it's early. But again, just a reminder, if you we really need your help to be a sacred cow killer. We're trying to qualify for a $2,500 matching grant, which is a big deal for our ministry. And we're trying to do all this so we can. We had a great night last Friday. We've had people signing up there. But the deal was to hit 100. We were about 32 short. And we've had people calling in during the show and some people signing up online. And that's awesome. So if you can donate a minimum of $9 a month to Call to Action. By the way, it's all tax deductible. We're a 501c3, just like your church. And you're really going to, that makes a big impact on a small ministry. And we want to grow. We want to add the ambassador delivery system for Christian radio, which has gotten really popular around the country. I'm going to do something with our friends at Harvest and Pastor Greg Laurie. It looks like all the guys there think he'll do this. He's going to write a letter of recommendation, and we're going to send that to the 800 stations that Greg Laurie is on. And Greg Laurie is going to say, hey, I want you guys to seriously consider, Pastor Greg Laurie, having my friend Steve Noble's show on your radio station. I mean, he's been on my show many times. I've known him for years. And they believe in me. They believe in Call to Action. They believe in what God's doing here with us. And so we're going to use that. But in order to go to Ambassador, in order to pay somebody to chase down all those leads, we need to raise more money. And that's why this is super important. By the way, I'm not getting rich doing Call to Action radio. If I wanted to get rich, I definitely would not be in Christian radio. I'd be doing something else. So I'm not here for that. I can't seem to store up any treasures on earth. We're storing them all up in heaven. I've got a family that's fine with that and a wife that supports me, and praise the Lord for it. So I hope you will become, if we've been a blessing, if I've been a blessing, if this show's been a blessing to you, we need your support and your help financially. Besides prayers and just being able to do this together on the air and on Facebook, we need financial help. $9 a month minimum for a sacred cow killer. You can call us, 866-34-TRUTH. Howard will just get your name and your email address. I'll send you what you need to do. It's simple. You can call us, 866-34-TRUTH. Or if you just want to go to our homepage at c2atoday.com. That's the letter C, the number 2, the letter A, c2atoday.com. You can sign up right there. You'll see a little thing on the homepage that says, become a sacred cow killer. And that's just partnering with me and what God is doing here and multiplying our guests and the ministries that come on here and Theology Thursday and all the things that we do are reaching more people every month than about 95% of the churches in America. By the way, on that note, did you know that the average church in America is only still about 94, 95 people? So we just have a tremendous opportunity here, but we want to reach more people all the time. But we need to partner together more to do that financially. So 866-34-TRUTH. I hope many of you will call in before the show's over and just share with Howard your name and your email address. And then I'll send you personally, I'll send you what you need to do to sign up. Or you can just go to the homepage at c2atoday.com. Okay, so through all the tax stuff, one of the things that was brought to my attention, and as reading through it, that's really disturbing. This is a great article from National Review by David French, who's brilliant. Dear Republicans, this is a big deal, disappointing. Because they keep funding, man, that ticks me off. They continue to fund Planned Parenthood, the House and the Senate and the President. One bill, right? One stinking bill. Pro-life my rear end. Sorry, I get really mad about that. Dear Republicans, save the adoption tax credit. How much does it cost to adopt? This is from David French's article in the National Review. An Adopt a Families magazine survey of a little over 1,000 families who adopted children from 2012 to 2013 found that the average family spent $34,000 on independent adoptions and about $40,000 if they went through an agency. David French's family adopted their youngest daughter in 2010, and those numbers matched their experience. Even for upper-middle-class families, that's a staggering amount of money to spend, and the expenses are often concentrated within the span of a few months in a single year. Agency fees, legal fees, travel expenses, they all pile up. So families often seek help. They raise money from family and friends. They appeal to churches. They go into debt. There is, however, one thing that helps these families, and it helps a lot. It's called the Adoption Tax Credit, a $13,570 non-refundable credit that phases out for truly high-income families. It doesn't cost the government much, according to the Tax Policy Center. The tax expenditure or foregone revenue, by putting this out there, $300 million in 2015. $300 million is like losing 2 pennies in your minivan for us. For the federal government, that's what it is, $300 million. The federal government spends over $10 billion a day. $300 million is nothing, and it's actually a pro-life move on behalf of our government. Shocking to say. Adoption is pro-life. Adoption's gospel, ultimately. But it's pro-life. It's promoting and rewarding and helping families that are taking children that otherwise might have been aborted. So you want to promote adoption as a way to save babies and bless families and bless the Lord, obviously. So now they're going to abolish it entirely in a Republican plan. And they say they're pro-life. That's why I don't have a problem seeing the Republican Party implode as long as the Democrat Party implodes at the same time. We definitely need a constitutional party. That's why I'm registered independent. I couldn't stomach it anymore. So that's out there, and that's a big problem. As things stand now, says David French, though, this Republican Congress may well end up funding Planned Parenthood while abolishing the adoption tax credit. That's intolerable. Not even President Obama went that far. There's much to like about the Republican tax plan, but it's still a work in progress. It needs changes, and one of the first changes it needs is easy, inexpensive, and pro-life. Save the adoption tax credit. It's helped give hundreds of thousands of children loving homes. It should help to do the same for hundreds of thousands more. So here's what you do. This is easy. And by the way, please call in and become a sacred cow killer. 866-34-TRUTH. It's just a minimum donation of $9 a month, which is tax deductible as long as they still allow us to do tax deductions. And it helps the ministry and allows us this week, if we end up with 100 by the end of the day today, then we get an extra $2,500 donated to the ministry, which is a big deal for us. So please, please consider doing that. Sacred Cow Killer is a monthly donor to Call to Action Radio and starts at $9 a month. You can do whatever, but the minimum's $9 a month. 866-34-TRUTH is our number, and just need your name and your email address, and I'll personally send you the information so you can get signed up. It's super easy to do. And you get the a great swag bag in the mail. You'll get a No Sacred Cows t-shirt. You'll get the my book, No Sacred Cows. You get a wristband. You get stickers. And that's just our way of saying thank you and getting you started. And we're doing some other things for Sacred Cow Killers, including once the weather gets a little warmer. I'm not going to do this in January. But I've been invited by the Museum of the Bible to bring a busload of people up there. And we'll get some really nice kind of VIP treatment. And we're going to do an overnight in Washington, D.C. But I'm only going to offer that to Sacred Cow Killers for kind of blessing the ministry. And when people come alongside like that, you know, that's an even deeper relationship than normal. So if you can help us, that would be awesome. And you'll be invited to take part in things like that. 866-34-TRUTH to become a Sacred Cow Killer, which would be awesome. So back to the Republican thing and the adoption tax credit. I mean, how can they do this? They say they're pro-life, right? Because they want our vote. They want your vote. They want my vote as pro-life. So we're pro-life, absolutely. Defund Planned Parenthood, absolutely. Oh, by the way, we'll do that right after we repeal and replace Obamacare. Yeah, right. So here's what we need to do. You call your congressman, I'll call mine. You call your senators, I'll call mine. And just tell them, and just ask them, especially if they're a conservative or a Republican. This is a trick, okay? But they deserve it. Yes, I just had a question. I just wanted to find out, is my senator, in this case, Senator Burr and Senator Tillis, are they pro-life? Yes, they are, and proudly so. Excellent. So if they're pro-life, they should be pro-adoption, right? Right. Well, what the heck's going on, especially in Congress right now in the House, because that's where they said they're going to drop the adoption tax credit. Just call your congressperson, man or woman. Are you pro-life? Yes. Then what are you doing dumping the adoption credit? Let's hammer them. They can't get away with this. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. Got a few more stories I want to share with you before we hit the end of the show and dive into the weekend. And what kind of Christian are you if you like say TGIF? If you're like, oh, thank God it's Friday. Is that taking the Lord's name in vain? I think you're in the ballpark. I think you're in the ballpark. But I am happy it's Friday. And I thank God that it's Friday and then Saturday and then Sunday and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We do it all over again. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. A little reminder about one of our new partners on the show, and then we'll dive back into these last couple of stories, which we'll pray about this too. We always, if you want to join us on Facebook Live, we always pray after the show is over. And sometimes we pray and people on Facebook Live will share some things and we'll pray over that, or we'll pray about something that's specific to the show that day, or we'll have a guest and we'll usually pray about something that our guest has talked to us about and blessed us with. But we take that time to pray together after the show is over. And then during the commercials, we continue a conversation. So when you're listening on the radio, on Facebook Live, you're listening to commercials on the radio, and on Facebook Live, we're continuing a conversation. And that's been really neat. I've really built a really special relationship with everybody that's on Facebook Live right now. They're looking at me in the studio. I can't see them, but they can see me. And it's just it's really been fun and really gratifying to do that. So you can join us on that during the show live, which is not everybody listens live. But we do that Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern time on my Facebook page, the radio show Facebook page, which is facebook.com /C2A Radio. A reminder, but I want to get back to this. One of our new sponsors and partners on the show, somebody that, a company that you're probably familiar with because they've been around for over 50 years now. Oreck, of course, Oreck vacuum cleaners. Those are bagged vacuums, by the way, which the great thing about that is you get excellent filtration. You don't have to empty that little plastic thing every other time. And their bags and their machines are incredible because you really, 2-3 months, some people 4 or 5 months before they even have to change out a bag. But it does give you great filtration and helps clean the air while you're at it. They've just got a great selection, and they have some amazing machines. These are long-term investment machines. You're not going to dump them every 2 years. And Oreck just builds a wonderful one called Oreck Magnesium. This is super light. They told me when I went into the store to get educated. They're like, yeah, it's lighter than a gallon of milk. You're like, yeah, right. And then you pick it up, and I'm wondering, does this even work? And it does. And the cool thing about that magnesium one is it totally lays flat. So you can like push it under the bed, under a table. Really a great product. And if you're here in North Carolina on the Truth Radio Network, especially for you, they've got some great deals, like get you any vacuum repaired for $19.99 and some discounts out there. So OreckCarolinas.com for my friends here in North Carolina. OreckCarolinas.com. You find the location closest to you. Go in there and say, hey, this Christian Wacko guy, Sacred Cow Killer guy, Steve Noble on Truth Radio told me I need to come see you, and that would be awesome. But they really do have some great values and some great machines, and they're wonderful people to work with. So OreckCarolinas.com. All right, three more stories and a quick reminder. Hopefully you'd consider being a Sacred Cow Killer. We're trying to hit 100 of those because we have a matching grant waiting for us. A couple people were like, hey, we'll give you an extra $25 for every person that signs up to be a Sacred Cow Killer between Call to Worship, which was last Friday, totally off the hook, and tonight. So the end of the day on Friday. So we still need about 25 to 30 more Sacred Cow Killers. So mostly that's going to be up to you guys here in the radio audience. So minimum donation of $9 a month. We'll send you a little swag bag in the mail. You'll get a Sacred Cow Killer, No Sacred Cows t-shirt. You'll get a copy of my book, No Sacred Cows, which is really my story. You know, one of the rubber wristbands that says No Sacred Cows are great conversation starters, and then a sticker as well. Just to get you started, we've got some other cool things we're going to do with our Sacred Cow Killers. But a minimum of $9 a month. It is tax deductible. We are a ministry, and we need the help. So hopefully you'll become one. You can call in 866-34-TRUTH. 866-34-TRUTH. By the way, if you're just listening to Call to Action Radio for the first time, I almost never do this, which has been one of our problems because I always felt like kind of tireless, shameless self-promotion. But God has been doing something through this ministry since 2004. And our board, we have a new board, and they're like, Steve, we have to do whatever we can to grow. We have to reach more people and have this conversation and share these resources and Theology Thursday and these incredible guests and testimonies and really discipleship and multiplicity on a large scale. But we want to reach more people, but we need to grow. So we need your financial help, and becoming a Sacred Cow Killer is the easiest way to do that. And the minimum is just $9 a month. So pretty much anybody, just about anybody can do that. And I'm only asking you to do it if you feel blessed by this show and you've been a part of it for a while. This would be a great way for us to, we want to share this with more people and have these conversations with more people. And why shouldn't we? The only thing holding us back is the financial support of the body of Christ. So 866-34-TRUTH. Howard will take your name and phone number, and then I'll send you an email myself and tell you how to get signed up. It's super easy. Or you can just go to our homepage at c2atoday.com, and you'll see a little banner there for that. Okay, three more things I want to talk to you about before we finish our time together today. Another Antifa thing going on tomorrow. They've targeted about 20 cities across the country. This is the start of their regime change plans. They're saying they're going to be protesting and stuff nonstop until the Trump regime, quote unquote, is gone, which obviously isn't going to happen for the most part until the next election. And we'll see what happens then. But Antifa, this has gone south, sideways, violent, just about every time they show up, because there's all kinds of other groups that get involved. And you may have seen this on Facebook the other day, the Russians. Now, this is where this... The Republicans, the Democrats, including the White House, should really be focusing on the true enemy in this case, which is Russia, not in collusion with President Trump to get him elected, but like Russian operatives working through our social media channels, especially Facebook. Listen to this. They set up a deal in Texas last year. Russia created two pages that look like American-driven pages, taking a position on political ideology. So it looks like Americans are doing this. And one of the groups said, hey, we're going to have a protest here in, I can't remember which city it was in Texas, but we're going to have a protest. Their other Facebook page, again, this was the Russians doing this. The other page said, hey, this group over here, they're having a protest. We need to have a counter protest. And they had a lot of people show up at this. The Russians faked us all out down there in Texas, and they had all kinds of people show up, and it got nutty. And so the ultimate goal for Russia wasn't to get Donald Trump into office or to keep Hillary out of office. It's to sow chaos and discord and disunity in America. They want America down, weak, and fallen, and it doesn't ultimately matter who the president is. That's one of the biggest things they've been doing. So Russia sets up two Facebook pages, creates a clash of Americans in Texas, and the Americans fell for it because they thought they were other Americans and getting together to express themselves. And it got a little violent. And it wasn't Americans setting that up at all. It's Russians. That's who our government needs to be focused on. Russia is not our friend. I certainly hope Donald Trump doesn't think so. It doesn't seem like he does, but who knows? The guy's impossible to predict. But that's just crazy. So that's Antifa. So they're doing 20 cities tomorrow. So if nothing else, and I'm going to pray with my friends after the show's over on Facebook Live. We've got to pray about that. Pray for peace. Now, one side of me says, you know, let it burn. Seriously. Let it burn. Let it get worse so people are driven to their knees and hopefully driven to cry out to God, to get to know Jesus, to hear the gospel, and to be saved, to be born again. And sometimes that just takes things burning. So one side of me, for the sake of the gospel, is like that. But the other side of me, I want peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. But I also know that there's not going to be ultimate peace until Jesus comes back and settles all accounts himself. But I want to see peaceful life in America. I want that for my kids. So we need to pray for both. We need to pray for peace in the streets, and we need to pray for God to move. We need an awakening in the culture. We need a revival in the church. And so and be watching this in the news, because Antifa, 20 cities starting tomorrow. So we need to be careful about that, and we need to pray about that. By the way, if you want to know what some of the cities they're in, Atlanta, Austin, Boston, Chicago, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Honolulu, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Seattle. So be on the lookout for that. Bo Bergdahl gets at this point, gets a dishonorable discharge, no prison time. And he left his post in 2009, walked off the base in Afghanistan, and got taken by the Taliban. Who knows exactly how bad that was? I'm sure it wasn't a party. But he walked off the base, and then U.S. soldiers died going out trying to find the guy. So all he gets is a dishonorable discharge, but no prison time. I think that's disgusting. Donald Trump's been tweeting like crazy earlier today from Air Force One, because he's heading to the Asian Rim over there in the Pacific area. And to me, that's just, I think that's disgusting. And a dishonorable discharge is going to be a problem for him in terms of getting a job. But, I mean, he left his post, and American soldiers died trying to find him. And several of those soldiers' family members and spouses testified during the sentencing, and they let him walk. And that's here in my great state of North Carolina. Supremely disappointing. I mean, that's just, I hope Bo Bergdahl finds some healing and finds the Lord. I don't know anything about his spiritual condition, but I don't think justice was done there. I think that's a travesty of justice. Here's another one. This one particularly upset me earlier this week, but it should be no surprise. And let me just start this by saying, if you know the gospel, if you claim Jesus Christ, but you vote for Democratic candidates, I love you, but I don't know how you do that. Just based on abortion alone. And the Democrat Party, which has been in bed with Planned Parenthood for years, not just supportive. Oh, yeah, that's how you have a right to choose. But no. Vigorously supporting, defending, funding, helping. And Planned Parenthood earlier this week tweets something out from their 501c4 called Black Community. Here's the tweet. If you're a black woman in America, it's statistically safer to have an abortion than to carry a pregnancy to term or give birth. Planned Parenthood promoting black women hiring white doctors to kill their black babies. And the party that supports Planned Parenthood, which means they're supporting that, is the Democrat Party. So if you still vote Democrat and you love Jesus, lovingly, I'm calling you out. You need to pray about that, because I'm thoroughly convinced and boldly say that you're in the wrong. Not that I'm Mr. Republican, but I sure cannot be Mr. Democrat, nor should you. This is Steve Noble. It's Call to Action Radio, and God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.